Back in the cocaine cowboy days here in Miami, I got shot and left for dead in a pool of blood. And I believe I actually attracted that to myself. Hey guys, it's Randy Gage, and you're listening to the Power Prosperity Podcast. Hey guys, Randy here. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I've got the cameras on for the YouTube peeps, and I want to share how I believe I attracted getting shot. For those who don't know my story, this really happened. I was shot in not that far from here, maybe 4 miles from here, down in South Beach, like I say, back in the Miami Vice days. And if you haven't heard that story, then you must not have ever heard my defeating defeat keynote speech. So if you haven't, you better call whoever runs your company and or your organization and tell them to hire Randy to come in and give his defeating defeat keynote. Because I need the money. But anyway, moral of the story, I really do believe that I, and you know, the too long didn't read version is I was confronted by a crackhead who was robbing me to get money for crack. And and you see, just me reliving this experience is kind of crazy for me going through it again in my mind. But it was a random occurrence at 3 a.m. in the morning in South Beach, right outside my apartment, from somebody I had never knew or met or anything. But I still believe that I manifested that in my life. And the reason why I think that is because when I look back at my childhood, I was this pathologically shy, bookworm kid, social anxiety. Now we know I'm on the autism spectrum. Back then, nobody knew anything about that. My mom just thought I was weird. The teachers and counselors just say, well, you know, Randy's a little weird, right? So I was this shy bookworm guy just in my room reading or listening to the radio all of the time by myself. I didn't do sports. I wasn't out playing a lot. I didn't have close friends. And I remember back, and it was just, I would watch TV and movies. And back then, the genre of the day was Westerns, these spaghetti Westerns, and The Rifleman and Matt Dillon and all of these, The Lone Ranger. And in all of these Westerns, the hero got shot, but they never died, right? It's always just, oh, it was a flesh wound. Oh, the bullet went through your shoulder. You know, they always lived. So I was this isolated, ostracized kid who was different from everyone else and, you know, not really accepted by the kids in my grade, in my school. And so I think I just fantasized all the time about being the hero. And how that played out in my mind was that I would get shot, but live, and I would prove what a noble, strong, virtuous, heroic guy I was. And none of this was conscious, of course. You know, you never do this crazy stuff on a conscious level. It's always on a subconscious level. And I believe that I somehow attracted that crackhead to shoot me in South Beach. Now, before you say, okay, this is just crazy mysticism, woo-woo, new age craziness, I would introduce the science of quantum physics. And if we found the most brilliant physicist on the earth and asked her, what are we made of? She would say, well, at our ultimate level, everything is energy vibrations. And energy can attract and energy can repel. So I do believe on some level of cosmic energy, I attracted that into my life. So why I share this story with you is because I want you to think about your life, the situations you're facing now, the challenges you've had in the past, the heroic stories you may have experienced. And why I bring it up is because it introduces a much, much bigger issue, which is victimhood. When we create a pattern of victimhood, and in my case, that was part of the pattern that I was going through at that time. I had all these negative, dysfunctional relationships in a row. I had all of these health challenges. I had a couple of really serious business setbacks that almost bankrupted me. That was my identity. I was a professional victim. And here's why I bring it up for you. Because what I was doing was I was getting an emotional payback, an emotional payoff for being a victim. And let me tell you, when you get shot and you're supposed to die and they have to stop the ambulance on the way to the hospital and put you in one of those pressure suits because your heart is failing, and I have seven doctors telling me in the ER that I'm probably not going to make it. You know what? You get a lot of attention. You get a lot of emotional payoff for being a victim like that. And whether it was my health challenges, and I was like so dysfunctional at that stage of my life, I couldn't be in a real relationship because I didn't love myself. I didn't even like myself. So I couldn't let anyone else love me. I couldn't let anyone else like me. So because I couldn't accept love, I had to accept attention and empathy and sympathy. And just that was the only emotional payoff I was capable of. So having shared this story in many, many audiences, you know, convention halls for millions of people, I get so much feedback from people who say, oh my God, you got me there. I had no idea I'm doing this. I've had these health challenges my entire life, or I've been bankrupt three different times, or I've been divorced four different times. I've had this pattern of crazy partners or this pattern of abusive spouses. And it took me hearing your story, Randy, to understand I have been trying to create a more heroic journey. And this is based on, in the keynote, I'm talking about Joseph Campbell and mythology. And of course, this storytelling mechanism or platform that we call the hero's journey. And it's, you know, whether it's Jason and the Argonauts or Star Wars or Lord of the Rings, it's, you know, the most pervasive theme in literature for a couple thousand years at least. And it's this average, ordinary person is confronted with some extraordinary challenge. They don't want to do the challenge, but eventually, usually they meet a mentor or guide who gets them along the way. That would be Obi-Wan Kenobi for Luke Skywalker, you know, Gandalf for The Hobbit in the Tolkien trilogies and Hobbit books and stuff. And then they persevere, they fight the forces of evil, the deadly plague, the alien invasion from outer space, the whatever it is, and they become victorious. And if you have low self-esteem, you're insecure, neurotic, like I was, you sometimes may subconsciously create what you would be a more heroic story for you. It's not enough that you beat cancer 2 times. You've got to beat cancer 3 times. It's not enough you went bankrupt 5 times. You heard Walt Disney went bankrupt 7 times, so you need to go bankrupt 8 times. And you really can do this. And I have had so many people who speak to me after, whether it's on the blog or after seminars or on social, and they're in tears sometimes, recognizing, like a lot of you, most of you know, I do a lot of work in the direct selling, leverage sales, network marketing space, so many conventions I do there. And I've had people come up to me in tears afterward and say, oh my God, you have given me the biggest breakthrough of my life because I joined whatever company they're in, right? My husband and I had a successful business. We were accountants and we made $250,000 a year or whatever the number is. And we were successful, but then we got introduced into this business and we kept hearing these amazing stories of people who were homeless and became wealthy and people who were bankrupt and became millionaires and people who were sleeping under the bridge and now they're a quadruple, triple, diamond, supreme NATO commander. And I think we subconsciously sabotaged our business and went bankrupt so that now we could have a more heroic story. So I've really heard that. And I don't mean once or twice. I mean, I've heard this from a lot of people. And that's why I'm sharing it with you guys here again on the podcast. So here's the most important question. Are you doing this? Are you creating a more heroic story for yourself and living in victimhood by doing that? How do you know? Well, let me give you 3 things. Number one, just look for continual negative patterns. Listen, we all have random negative occurrences in our lives. There will just be somebody runs a red light and runs over your dog. There will, or hits your car, or, you know, injures your child. There will be a bad medical diagnosis that you really didn't, you know, there's something that was hereditary. You did nothing to contribute to it. We're all going to have those kind of challenges. We're all going to lose loved ones to some horrific occurrence, whether it's the 9/11 attack, the earthquake in Mexico City, the tsunami in Asia, volcanic eruption, stuff happens. But when you have a continual pattern, that's a real red alarm alert from the universe. Number two, look at, okay, what emotional or other payoff are you getting from this thing that you say you don't want in your life? And then the final question is, am I subconsciously, have I been creating a more heroic journey? So, what can I tell you to wrap this up? I am not accusing you of doing this. Don't at me, don't ratio me, don't cancel me. I'm saying, why don't you, I'm not accusing you of that. I don't know you good enough yet. What I will share is, I've been teaching these principles of prosperity for 30 years, and I believe this is one of the most destructive cycles of self-sabotage in your prosperity, and it affects millions of people, and most of them don't have a clue that they're doing it. So all I'm suggesting is that you consider the possibility. All right, let me know what you think in the comments. Please share it, like it, subscribe. Love you guys. Peace out. Thanks so much for listening. Do me a favor, please, and practice the circulation law of prosperity by telling your friends about the Power Prosperity Podcast. Please like it, rate it, and share. Peace.